It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on items that are influencing the markets. Good day to you, Roy, and how are things progressing down in your neck of the world, in terms of planning progress?
Well, I'll tell you, you don't want to be out on the roads any time today, or, well, the last couple of days, because there's planters going every direction, and lots of corn going in the ground here Thursday, Wednesday, and some as early as Tuesday afternoon, and so they're covering the ground fast. We may be behind with planting, but it's going good now, at least until today.
As far as planting progress from a national, you know, state and national perspective, is the as far as we are behind, is that still being talked about in the trade?
Absolutely is, and the thing that I think that you have to realize is that it is just the first of May. I mean, we're not really late yet, and we won't be really late for a couple weeks, but the big concern is that you know, the genetics of these hybrids, they demand every hour of sunlight they can get, and the longer we go before we get the stuff in the ground, why, the less chance there is for a bumper yield. We can still have good yields, but the top end will start going away here in a week or so.
You made an interesting comment about yesterday's markets, where we closed on Thursday, and where each grain's finished. You said kind of will determine the next day's weather forecast, huh?
Well, it sure seems like it. You know, the soybeans were down hard yesterday, and corn was up quite a bit yesterday, and that's an indication that the market's anticipating weather coming in here, and you know, we're not in too bad a shape in eastern Nebraska. I don't think we haven't got a lot of planting done, but our soil dries out fairly fast. But you get east of here on some of that heavy, flat ground, and they need a few more days before they can really get serious about planting, and time is eating away.
How about from a world perspective? What are you hearing from, you know, in terms of supply and demand for U.S. product?
I guess the thing that I've heard most this week is that some people seem to think that the erosion in the value of the dollar is kind of ending, and that maybe the dollar is going to increase in value relative to the euro and relative to the Canadian dollar. And, you know, I sit and look at charts, and it's really hard to see any kind of a trend developing, but I will admit that the charts show that the value of the dollar has stopped dropping. And, you know, this value of the dollar being low is one of the reasons the grain prices are high. So, you know, I kind of approach that with mixed feelings. You hate to see the dollar keep going down, but on the other hand, it keeps corn and soybean prices for export up there. And, of course, the other thing it does is it makes imported crude oil expensive, and that's not helping us out right now either.
I was going to say, you start talking about dollars and commodity prices, and you compare it to foreign currencies. The market kind of has a way of balancing itself, doesn't it?
It does, and, you know, unfortunately, when you get a huge swing like we've seen in the value of the U.S. dollar going down, the value of the Canadian dollar going up, the swing is bigger than what we've ever experienced before, and so it takes a while for these adjustments to be made. And, you know, I heard a fellow say the other day that, for instance, gasoline in Spain and Portugal was running around $5.50 a gallon, or $1.40 a liter is what he said. Well, you know, to us that seems awfully expensive, but that's cheaper than it is in Germany and France. And so all of these things, you know, they do adjust, but boy, sometimes the adjustment can really be painful.
Let's look ahead for a little while here in the next week to 10 days in our marketing plan, or even further, you know, through planting season. Any suggestions as we, you know, progress forward in the springtime?
Weather's going to be crucial, and we normally see the spring sort of peak in the corn and soybean markets in April and the first half of May. And if we start getting some decent weather, I think you can anticipate that corn and bean prices are going to start eroding away, if not next week, probably around the 15th, I guess, and from then on we're going to be very sensitive to any kind of hints of bad weather.
So it might not be a bad idea, even if we are in the field, get a hold of the elevator manager or end user and maybe set some floors, huh?
Certainly keep an eye on these markets, and if you've got quite a bit of cash grain to sell, I'd put some standing orders in with your elevator and try to get some of that stuff priced on this weather scare. Corn, especially right now, is close to the all-time contract highs. Beans are off quite a bit from where they were a month or so ago, but sell on rallies, that's about all I can say.
Folks want more information? Several ways to do that?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Well, thank you very much there, sir, and continued good luck on the progress that you're making down in Cass County.
I've got my corn all in the ground and look forward to starting on beans here the first time I get a chance.
Talk to you next week, Roy.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC.